big companies always try to give projects to companies is because they need these three things. They need work quality, they need time commitment, and they need punctuality. These three things are missing with freelancers. That's why most of the company do not hire freelancers directly.
What's good, podcast listener? In this podcast, we have discussed, is it really a good idea to start a company with only freelancers working in it? I hope this podcast would add certain value to your life. Stay tuned.
Is it okay to start a design or development agency with only freelancers working in it, or you need a core team to be built? Before answering the question, let's first understand what are the pros and cons of freelancers. The basic pro of freelancer is you would be able to get things done in cheap. The second pro would be you do not need to incur a recurring charge or a monthly charge or you do not need to pay them every month. These are the two basic pro of freelancer. The cons of freelancers are that you would not be able to get exceptional quality product. The second problem would be punctuality. The third problem would be time commitment. So these are the three basic problems with freelancers is. And if you try to understand why big companies always try to give projects to companies is because they need these three things. They need work quality, they need time commitment, and they need punctuality. These three things are missing with freelancers. That's why most of the company do not hire freelancers directly. They could hire freelancers directly, but they do not do that. They came to you because they understand that a company would be able to serve them better. If the software or the application ran into a problem, they would be able to solve it. So that's why I would not recommend you to build an agency with only freelancers working in it. I would like to give you a tip. What you can do is you could maintain a 60-40 ratio. Let's say you have a development agency which develop Android applications. Only Android application. So you could hire 6 developers and 4 you could hire freelancers. What this 60-40 ratio does is ki those 6 developers would make sure that your freelancer build a thing which is of good quality. That freelancer give product on time, and if anything goes wrong, let's say freelancer stopped picking up your call, so you could get those product done or the project done from your internal team. So that's why I recommend you to maintain a 60-40 ratio. You could hire 66 developers and 4 freelancers. This way you would be able to cut down your expenditure, you would be able to cut down your monthly recurring commitment charges.